This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Time to determine your fate health-wise. Let's push the clouds aside and get down to the nitty-gritty of information. Thanks to our friend Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's here once again from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida, to go through any number of items that he has researched this week. He's a big researcher. You actually told me once that you're doing sort of formal research with your patients at Lake Cardiology, and was it EECP, or there? I think there were a couple of other things for which you presented papers at various gatherings about research at your own clinic, right?
Well, the cardiology world is finally discovering and realizing and accepting the existence of small vessels around the heart, which is a very important part of the appropriate functioning of the heart, and these can cause a lot of symptoms. They're a very common problem. The big vessels we all know about, these tree trunks that sit on top of the heart, the number one cause of death in America when these things don't function properly. But there's also this microscopic web or mesh that comes off these big tree trunks that go into the thickness of the heart, the so-called small vessels or microvessels. And these can have their problems. They don't relax and open and allow blood to flow, or they can get their own blockages in them. And this small vessel heart disease is incredibly common. A lot of people think it's the earliest form of any coronary problem. And what happens is you get symptoms of chest pain, shortness of breath, palpitations, especially women get fatigue, unexplained fatigue. And you do a stress test. There might be a little abnormality. Then you go look at the coronaries. Everything looks fine. And for decades, cardiologists were telling the patients, you're fine. There's no heart problem. Mm-hmm. But now we're much smarter. We know the existence of these small vessels, and probably at least half the people who have a heart catheterization and have been told in the past everything's fine, it wasn't fine. Actually, you have small vessel heart disease, and cardiologists were missing this for decades. And finally, I think we're now recognizing this as a group and letting people know. So if you were told a decade ago or even 5 years ago that you were having chest pain or shortness of breath, palpitations, especially women fatigue, and it's unexplained, and you had a heart evaluation and they said everything was okay, you may want to go get re-looked at because you may have small vessel heart disease.
You know, I don't have any of those symptoms, but you're so good and your system is so good that about 10 years ago, you found some small irregularity using the technique that you have just discussed, or digging around more to find out what may not present itself as a problem at the moment, but really digging in and seeing things. And you, I don't mind, you know, I always say talk about what goes on with me because it makes it great. You have my permission to forget HIPAA and talk about me in terms of how people can learn from it. You found, a couple of little micro vessels that weren't functioning properly, and that's when I started my 4 or 5 years on EECP. So tell your story about how you found it.
Well, we did a stress test in you, and you had a small abnormality. Stress test is like starting up the motor, and you're looking at the function of the heart. And when you put the pedal down and go high gear, and you want to make sure that the heart's functioning well in high gear. And
and high gear comes. You get on the treadmill. Many of you have had a stress test on the treadmill. I went, I think, for 14 minutes or something, up to 1.5 times. Whatever your, what's the measure? I've forgotten now what the numbers are, but it's something that's extreme to see what happens in your heart when you're really pouring on the coal, in essence, right?
Right.
So, and then you jump on the table, the ultrasound is there, and you stick that around, and you can see pretty much everything in your heart. And so you saw, what did you see?
Well, you're describing what's called an exercise stress echo, where we do an ultrasound of the heart at rest. We're looking at the main pumping function of the heart at rest, which yours was normal. And then right after peak exercise, you had an area of your heart, small area, that wasn't contracting more vigorously after peak exercise, as it should if all the blood is flowing normally. And it turned out that this area that wasn't functioning as superbly as it should at peak exercise, immediately following peak exercise, was because of the small vessels, these microvessels. We looked at your big vessels. They were fine. If it's not in the big vessels, it's in the small vessels. And we gave you some more small vessels by doing this non-invasive procedure called EECP, which improves the blood flow to the heart. And we re-studied you, and you had normal stress tests. So we had improved the blood flow, and now you had normal blood flow, and everything was working well.
And that seems to have been consistent, because I stopped EECP a couple of years ago, and in my test last year, and I'll have another one this year, it showed that the thing had returned. Did it grow new vessels around the old? What actually happened?
Well, yeah. EECP does stimulate new blood vessel development. You did that out in California, right?
I did. Yes. Yep. Yep. Went to a place in California for, I don't know, 4 or 5 years in a row. I'd go over there every week, sometimes more than that. I think it's, was it 20 treatments you're supposed to have?
Well, the way it's usually done customarily in our office, will prescribe 35 one-hour treatments. That's the initial dose. Most people will respond. About 85 to 90% of people will respond with that dose of EECP. They'll improve in their symptoms, and then the stress tests also improve with better blood flow. So we have an objective measure besides the subjective measure, which is just the symptoms, which everybody wants to feel better, and that is important. And then we can objectively approve that the blood is improving flow to your heart by looking at a follow-up stress test.
Right. And that's what I think. I had 3 series at least of 35, one each winter. As I went to California, I'd go and try to get 35 in over the course of the winter. And then it was a course of 3 of these at least.
And you got your turbo back.
Yeah, I do. And sometimes they call and want to know if I want to go back again. I don't know. That'd be overkill, wouldn't it?
Well, it depends how you feel. You're feeling too well, I think, right now.
Yeah, I feel fine. All right, let's talk about a bit of research that you did reading the journal Circulation, as long as we're in the cardio department. Yo-yo readings may signal what? If you have cardio, like, and when we say yo-yo readings, are we talking about blood pressure? Are you talking about heart count? What are you talking about?
All of the above. This is, as you said, Circulation. This is the main clinical journal of the American Heart Association, a Bible journal for all cardiologists. So if your weight, blood pressure, cholesterol, or blood sugar levels fluctuate, Doug, you may have a higher risk of heart attack, stroke, and premature death than people with steady readings. Treatment strategies to reduce fluctuations in these parameters should be a goal to prevent bad health outcomes. These strategies might include keeping blood pressure, cholesterol, and blood sugar within normal ranges, not too high or too low, and maintaining a normal weight, not too fat or too thin.
So, do you need drugs? Do you need to eat better, natural homeopathic ways of, if you have irregular numbers, of getting them back to regularity?
Well, you know what I always say, my favorite drug is exercise. You combine that with a good diet that's targeted specifically to you personally for your ideal body weight. And if you don't know how to do that, talk to your friendly dietitian. So you want to figure out the calories, the protein, the carbohydrates and fats that you should eat to get down to your ideal body weight and deal with whatever other medical issues you have and get as healthy as possible. Diet is so important. And if you're not eating the right diet, there's no way you're going to be healthy in the long term. Mm-hmm. And then adding an exercise program once the doctor says it's okay, and that should include stretching, aerobics, and strength training. And that is an amazing way to maintain your health, to maintain your weight, and just to maintain a great positive outlook. It's my favorite way to deal with early anxiety, early depression, just a wonderful way without medicines initially.
So I'm wondering, as I think through my own relationship with you and how personal it is and how personally you treat your patients. Somebody sent me, by the way, you can get to me on Twitter, at Doug Steffen, Instagram, at Doug Steffen, or you can send me an email, doug@dougsteffen.com. The question comes on whether or not there will be in the future robotic-assisted technology in the heart or cardio care department. Can you imagine a time? What made me think about this was the ECP is sort of robotic. In a manner of speaking, it's a machine. You get put onto a machine that works you over for an hour. But is there anything that you can think of in your practice that could be performed, not necessarily better, but by robots?
Doug, I will never say never about anything. When I was in medical school, boy, I'm going to date myself, in 1975 I started.
Yeah.
And I think about what we had then and what we do today. I couldn't have imagined what we are doing today back then. So anything is possible. I think that we will have more and more robotics. We have robotic surgery today, and where it will fit in, you can only imagine. You know, George Jetson is here.
Well, there are robotic-assisted platforms that represent the latest breakthrough in different disciplines, for example, spine surgery. Andy Solomon now has more on some new technologies that are re-engineering the operating suite, at least as far as spine surgery is concerned.
I'm here at the North American Spine Society 2018 annual meeting, where Medtronic is discussing the future of robotic-assisted spine surgery. Medtronic has worked with surgeons for more than 35 years to anticipate their needs for solutions to make surgery more predictable. Adult and pediatric spine surgeon Dr. Jeffrey Gum from the Leatherman Spine Center in Louisville, Kentucky, is here to provide his insights.
Medtronic's robotic-assisted technology can play a truly transformative role in refining minimally invasive spine surgery by providing precise and predictable guidance for implant placement.
Dr. Gum also spoke about the future of robotic-assisted spine surgery.
Future innovations with Medtronic's robotic-assisted surgery will focus on improving procedural efficiency, reducing OR time, and leveraging real-time data to allow for more accuracy and even better clinical outcomes.
For more, go to Medtronic.com.
There are many words you could use to describe the new Kia Stinger GT. Stunning, stylish, sporty. The word breathtaking, however, isn't just an adjective. It's a warning. Because while the ability to go 0 to 60 in 4.7 seconds might take your breath away, going 60 to 0 with powerful Brembo brakes will help you catch it again. The 2018 Kia Stinger GT, fueled by youth. Stinger GT rear-wheel drive using launch control with factory-equipped 19-inch wheels. Results may vary. Do not attempt. Always drive safely.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
United States Navy veteran Jack Holder talks about the first strike on Pearl Harbor.
After the first wave hit, we had construction crews. The Oklahoma, battleship Oklahoma, had turned turtle up. The keel of the ship was up. We had construction crews out there on the bottom of the ship, cutting holes in the bottom of the ship, rescuing seamen trapped inside.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here every week, and we create podcasts around the information that Ken gleans. So you can go to gooddayhealthshow.com, the latest podcast there from Dr. Ken, because there are two of them at the Good Day Health Show, one from Dr. Ken, one from Dr. Jack. In our latest, and by the way, they're all archived, they're all described, you can see what's there. So the most recent one from Ken and I discusses the benefits of romantic kissing, like how much it does for your immune system and knowing your compatibility with your partner. Hugs are good for your blood pressure, too. So that study is there. And then there is a discussion on the podcast currently showing that 10 minutes of daily mild exercise can improve your memory. And then the question, did you know that your height can have an effect on getting varicose veins? I didn't know any of that stuff. You can find the answer to that on the podcast. And there's also news that syphilis in babies is at an all-time high. Information on good health in general. Lots of kibitzing, lots of conversation, edited down, boiled down into a few minutes so you can get the gist of our conversations every week. You must go to gooddayhealthshow.com. That's where you will find the podcast, gooddayhealthshow.com. All right, we continue with our focus on the medical news of the week. And the good news for drinkers is, and that this has sort of been up and down. This is like science disproving itself. I think we had something a while ago. Drinking is okay. Drinking's not okay. What does it do? It doesn't do all that. So here's the latest in that saga, Ken.
Yeah, and I just want to add the latest on hugging, which we talked about last week, and you were just mentioning, is that we now learn that it actually stimulates the release of oxytocin, the feel-good hormone. Uh-huh. And a good hug will actually make you feel, have a calming effect, reduce depression and anxiety, and just get this oxytocin out there. That's the really feel good hormone. You know, when you're having sex, that's going crazy. When babies are breastfeeding, that hormone is going crazy. So it's a wonderful sensation, and a nice healthy way is actually with hugging. And let's talk a little bit about the latest about drinking. And yes, this is an update. It's the largest, biggest study, most thorough study. And is it the last word? Who knows? But it's the latest word. This is out of Alcoholism Clinical and Experimental Research just this week. And the news this week, Doug, is that folks who consume a drink or two of alcohol every day are more likely to die prematurely. At any age, if you drink daily, even just one or two drinks, you have a 20% increased risk of death compared to someone who drinks the same amount 2 to 3 times a week. Most of the increased risk of early death comes from an increased risk of cancer from these studies. And drinking more than 4 times a week can also increase the risk of heart attack and stroke.
But aren't we told in previous studies that drinking a beer a day or a glass of wine a day is good for us? I mean, well, how do we know what to believe?
This is going to confuse you. This is just it is confusing, but everyone admits that this study is more, and this was discussed in this paper, and it's the fact that this is a much, much larger study. It's more precise. It's looking more carefully, and it's more powerful than the previous studies. And again, is it the last word? That's a good question,
but it's
a pretty powerful study.
Yeah, but it's not the last word. It'll be contradictions that come. Somebody else will come up with some reason to study something else.
The truth may be in the middle. If you want to use alcohol for your health, use it as a treat.
There you go. I'll tell you, coming from a family of alcoholics, there's nothing pleasant about any of the abuse of alcohol, as far as I'm concerned. 28 after the hour here on the Good Day Health program.
Hey guys, it's Jen from the DJV Show. Let's talk about your health. There's no question you need omega-3s, but what form should you take them? Fish oil or krill oil? Nutritionists have debated this for years, but luckily there's a brand new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take it and I absolutely love it because it combines ultra-pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints together in just one tiny pill. If that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just 7 days, so you will feel better guaranteed. Purity is so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, they want to send you a free bottle to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil. It's not krill oil. It's both, and now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now 800-355-1493. 800-355-1493.
Hello, this is Kerry Hall, America's Healthcare Advocate, with your health tip of the week. Gum disease. Gum disease is an infection of the tissues that surround and support your teeth. It is a major cause of tooth loss in adults. Because gum disease is usually painless, you may not even know you have it. Also referred to as periodontal disease, gum disease is caused by plaque. You know, that sticky film of bacteria that's constantly forming on your teeth. Here are some warning signs you need to know that can signal you may have a problem. Gums that bleed easily, red or swollen teeth. Tender gums that have pulled away from the teeth, persistent bad breath or bad taste, permanent teeth that are loose or separating, any change in the way your teeth fit together when you bite, or any change in the fit of partials or dentures. These are all signals that you may have a problem, and it may be gum disease. So if you've got any of these issues or you think you have them, go see your dentist now if you suspect you have gum disease, because the sooner you treat it, the better. That's the way you solve gum disease.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
This is supposed to be a Democrat state. I don't think so.
President Trump revs up Republicans in Rochester, Minnesota, as he holds a patriotic Make America Great Again rally.
They have a very big surprise coming, don't you think?
Supreme Court nominee Judge Brett Kavanaugh closer to a confirmation vote now that the FBI's latest investigation wrapped up.
None of the allegations have been corroborated by the 7th FBI investigation. Not in the new FBI investigation, Not anywhere.
That's Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, who takes to the Senate floor. He's clearly had more than enough of Democrats who want more and more delays. McConnell ready to call the vote.
For goodness sake, this is the United States of America. Nobody is supposed to be guilty until proven innocent.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Truly a weekly learning experience for all humans of all ages. The Good Day Health Program, is that maybe overstating it a bit? Nah, I don't think so, because Ken is really an expert in his field. At Lake Cardiology, you get all kinds. It's not the once-over-lightly treatment that you get with other doctors. Ken is very thorough. He's got a following not only locally in Central Florida, but all over the state, all over the Southeast, all over the country. People come from all over the world to see Ken, in fact, and you can have that experience as well if you'd like to book an appointment. Why not? 352-735-1400. Connects you to Lake Cardiology and Dr. Ken at his clinic. 352-735-1400. All right, back to the trending stories of the week from the world of medicine. Smoking, weakening the immune system. I would have thought that didn't need to be studied. That's kind of a duh, isn't it?
Well, it's a new wrinkle on it. It's from the dental literature, the Journal of Endodontics this week. The list of health risks, Doug, linking to smoking just continues to grow. The news this week is that aside from lung cancer, emphysema, and heart disease, the problems we know about, cigarette smokers, they also have a weakened immune system affecting their dental health. Smoking apparently reduces the ability of pulp inside teeth to fight illness and disease.
Mm-hmm. So this underscores our conversation, good doctors know the connection between gum health, the health generally in your mouth, and what it leads to with the rest of, with regard to the rest of your body. There's so many connections to the gum that most people don't see, and I don't know that doctors represent that as being as important as it is, Ken. Do you agree with that?
I think the mouth is the doorway to good health, and if you don't keep your gums and teeth healthy, that inflammation will spread throughout the body and cause problems far from the mouth. So
right.
It's having a good dental hygienist and a good dentist is just absolutely necessary for good overall health.
All right, Viagra in the medical news this week, and it isn't good.
Well, there's a lesson here for all of us. This comes out of the medical journal Retinal Cases this month. High doses of the impotence drug, commonly known as Viagra, Doug, can cause damage to the eye's retina that results in irreversibly tinted vision. People who depend on colored vision for their livelihood need to realize there could be a long-lasting impact of overindulging in this drug. Normal doses of the drug can cause vision problems, but a big but, symptoms typically disappear within 24 hours when you use the normal dose. So living by the philosophy that if a little bit is good, Doug, a lot is better, can be very dangerous to your health, especially if you're using Viagra and rely on your color vision.
So Viagra is not as important. Is it used as much now as it used to be? Do you think it was very, it was a craze
it's
when it
used,
first came out?
It's still used a lot.
It is. And what about Cialis and Levitra, the other things?
That group of drugs, Viagra, Cialis, that group of drugs, there's other choices. And Viagra had the benefit of being the first guy on the block, so that's why it got a lot of publicity.
Well, so is this an example of drugs that if you don't have a 30-year test run, you don't really know? I think that's what you were alluding to at the beginning.
Well, actually, what I was alluding to is that people on their own taking higher doses, thinking that a little is good, so a lot should be a lot better, and you can get yourself in trouble. And this is not bad medicine. This is just patients on their own taking more than they are prescribed. And you can really do yourself in doing this, especially if you like your eyes.
Yeah. All right, I got I like my eyes.
So I'm not trying
to... like my eyes?
I am not trying to steer people away from Viagra.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to urge you to use the dose that's prescribed by your physician.
Right. Or less. So now we have these stories this week of powders being sent to the Pentagon, to the White House, ricin or other things that have been, what was the 10 years or so ago?
Anthrax.
Anthrax, that was it. So what is ricin? What's anthrax? What's the worry here?
Well, people have been asking me about this, so I thought I would add it this week, Doug, because of the front page news about it. So ricin is a natural but very toxic compound. It's a byproduct of processing castor beans. I don't think you're growing those on your farm, are you?
No.
Oh, good. If working, it works by this ricin. It works because I knew you were going to ask me how does it work, so I really delved into this. It works by getting inside the cells of a person's body and preventing the cells from making the proteins they need. Without the proteins, cells die. Eventually, this is harmful to the whole body, and it can cause death. So ricin breaks down cells, killing a person over a period of hours or days. If inhaled, injected, or ingested, less than a pinpoint of ricin can can kill a person within 36 to 48 hours due to the failure of the respiratory and circulatory systems. There's no known antidote for ricin, but there is some good news. Ricin poisoning, Doug, is not contagious.
Oh, okay. What was Cipro? Remember when Cipro was all the rage? When everybody's worried about anthrax, is that something that would help if you were exposed to ricin?
Good question.
What is Cipro, first of all?
Cipro is an antibiotic. Good question. Anthrax is a bacteria. And this ricin is more like a protein. It's not a bug. It's a natural substance breakdown from castor beans. It's like castor bean oil. It's mostly proteinaceous.
Really? Say that again. What?
It's mostly, ricin is mostly made up of protein. It's not a bug. It's not, anthrax is a bacteria. This is not a living bug. This is just a substance, a breakdown product of processing castor beans.
Huh. Isn't that interesting how something good in the whole,
exactly,
when you break it down, it's like, what did somebody tell me about? Was it walnuts or maybe cashews?
And that is a good insight, because if you eat a castor bean, you're not going to get the ricin, but it's processed.
Okay.
Yes.
So somebody said to me in another conversation on the air, this is such a fantastic way, I have to tell you. This is a fantastic way of making a living, even though it's harder to eke out a living these days than it used to be. But I'm such a curious sort. I've been on the air for a long, long time. And sometimes I think I've heard every answer to every question. I've asked every question it's possible to ask of everybody in the world. But then something comes up that is fascinating. And so you're talking about the root cause of a problem that comes from something that's good.
Exactly.
And then, but somebody said to me on the air in a conversation, Kara, I don't know if you remember this or not, help me with it a little if you can. We were talking, I think it was cashews, and whether or not you're talking about ricin here, but does anthrax come possibly, am I putting the two together, out of the powdered seed of a walnut or a cashew? Does that make any sense at all?
No. Anthrax is a bug, a bacteria.
Okay. All right. Well, I heard it was something bad anyway, and put it together. But then eating cashews, for me anyway, I have 3 or 4 handfuls of cashews a day.
Please don't tell me cashews are bad for you.
I know. No, it's not the cashew, but there's some derivative that comes from it that apparently is. All right. Anyway, enough speculation on that. In a moment or two, I want to talk about a couple of things that have surfaced this week and a question. Always you can get questions to me, again, on Twitter, at Doug Steffen or Doug@DougSteffen.com. Sometimes people are concerned about weight loss in a way that gets them to do something drastic, to take the pounds off by having an operation or going into one of these support groups and going on crazy diets and that sort of thing. So, yeah, these things work to get the pounds off, but do they keep them off? That's the question, and the answer to that in most cases is N-O, no, they don't. Along comes Calitrin, which is a protein-based substance. The protein is collagen. Collagen is what your body, any doctor will tell you, your body produces its own up until 30, 35, and then it wanes, and then you're not really producing any. That's why your body turns to fat instead of keeping muscle. So if you want to keep your body in lean muscle tissue, or to be muscular, men and women, then you need to lose the weight in a very intelligent, well-thought-out plan that starts with Calitrin. It is the number one healthy choice for weight loss now after people have tried all this other stuff. And Ken will tell you, you go into an exercise program, you keep your muscles lean, and by exercising using Calitrin as a base for a collagen support system, a collagen creates the muscle, pushes the fat out, much easier to lose fat anyway, and the fat is used sometimes, I think, in the bodily process. Did you find that to be the case with you, Ken, when you were in your heavy exercise period? You had some extra weight, and exercising pushed the fat out, used that for energy to build muscle, right? Isn't that how it works?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So take advantage of the collagen in Calitrin. I don't mean to confuse people, but Calitrin is the brand name, and the main ingredient is a really fine version of collagen. collagen peptides, in fact, proven effective at maintaining weight in addition to helping you lose the weight. So let's lose it and maintain it easily and positively and in a way that protects the rest of the integrity of your body. Calitrin at toploss.com. 10% off the deal. If you get three bottles, you'll get a fourth bottle free. That's not the reason to do it, but it's a help in making a decision. Let's go to toploss.com. Use the code DJV for the discount. And if you need really to have some help, some advice, you can call one of the operators at 833-TOPLOSS and talk to them before you order at toploss.com. That's toploss.com for the healthiest way to lose weight in America, Calitrin.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
On Halloween, thousands of college students attend costume parties, the bizarre attire being part of the fun. But this year, they found the PC police in charge on campuses across America. One university said it didn't matter if students admired Pocahontas or if Prince was their favorite singer. Minority students were allowed to wear such costumes, but white students could not. Desperate to avoid offending anyone, dozens of colleges posted such rules. One advises against traditional headwear from other cultures, while many others simply tell students not to wear costumes representing a culture that is not their own. Well, that certainly eliminates devils, witches, ghosts, and superheroes. Maybe we should look through the lens of liberty and realize that making everyone dress up as themselves would be a mean trick, not a treat.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Even if you believe you're eating a healthy diet, you may not be getting all the nutrients your body needs. Cardiologist Dr. Suzanne Steinbaum gives us the scoop.
Omega-3s are beneficial for overall health. They're considered to be essential nutrients. The body really needs them to function. They help support healthy blood flow to the arteries, cardiovascular health. They're good for cognitive brain health, for joint health, for eyes, and for the skin. The thing is, the body doesn't make them. And people are just not getting enough of this in their diet. Supplementation might be the best way to go. Talk to your doctor. Now we can really figure out if you have enough omega-3s, and that's through a blood test called an omega-3 index. Or you can go to the website knowyouromega3s.com, where there's actually a quiz you can take that can help you determine if you might have a deficit of omega-3s and might need a supplement, or if in fact you're getting enough in your diet.
All right, I surround myself with professionals that I know and like and trust and have known for years. I say that all the time with Ken because I do trust him and know him, and I've known him for years and years and years. Such is the case with my lawyer, who's actually been my lawyer for 45 years. Yesterday, he went to get his colonoscopy.
Mm-hmm.
The medical professionals didn't realize that he was allergic to both fentanyl and Versed. Is that what it's called? V-E-R-S-E-D?
Versed.
Versed. Okay. They should have picked up on that from my charts. They didn't. Otherwise, they would have had an anesthesiologist to administer propofol. Anyway, he had a choice because there was no anesthesiologist.
And that's what Michael Jackson wake up on.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So he said he had a chance to reschedule the colonoscopy or do it right then and there. He did it without any sedative.
Ooh.
And he said his last line never again.
He's pretty tough.
He is pretty tough, yeah.
That was his own choice, I hope.
Yes, it was his choice.
That's very unusual.
Because he didn't know. This is his first time having a check.
Oh, my gosh.
And so, my God.
Is he sitting down today?
I don't know. I haven't talked to him yet. He just sent me an email a little while ago and said
that is highly unusual.
Yeah, I would have thought it would be awful. You've had your colon.
Yeah, but I went to sleep.
I did too.
I'm surprised they did that.
Oh, my God. That has to have been it just gives me the willies thinking about it.
Yes.
Don't do that, folks. Dr. Yeah. Ken with Dr. Doug on Good Day Health.
Hey, Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
There is a doctor in the house. We continue to be amazed at the knowledge that is a part of our exchange here. The Dr. Ken Kronaus, traveling into our ears and our mind every week on Good Day Health and a part of our overall focus on your health and well-being. There's a lot of that here, and it's appropriate because a lot of people have questions. And as has been said, I was having a conversation earlier with a doctor who said, talking about irritable bowel syndrome and how it seems to be more prevalent in women. And then she suggested the reason for it being more prevalent in women is that women go to their doctor more often than men do to seek out answers to questions. Do you find that to be the case in your practice at Lake Cardiology down in Florida? More women come to you with heart questions or problems and want correction than men?
Well, in general, women a little bit more than men tend to go to the doctor, and often a reason why some married or coupled men do better is because a good woman behind them get them to the doctor. But I see pretty close, I'd say probably 60-40 women, but I see pretty close even.
It is. Do you think that's because of your specialty? People are, heart disease, cancer, that sort of thing. You don't know you have cancer, but it's not as easy to recognize cancer symptoms as it is heart symptoms. Isn't that true or not?
Well, remember, heart disease is not a men's problem. The number one killer of women in America since the late 1980s has been heart disease. So heart disease is a big problem for women, much bigger than cancer of the breast.
All right.
So we see plenty of women.
Yeah. All right. So speaking of women, there's some news this week. Dr. Ken is noted for his understanding of the information that is usually just doctor speak. And if you were to read some of these journals, God knows why you would. But if you did,
keep you up at night.
Oh, my God. So anyway, Ken reads them and sort of synthesizes the information. So here's something that's important for those of you who are we're looking at the female side of things and the impact of processed meats on women and breast cancer issues.
Yeah, let's prevent some breast cancer. This is out of the International Journal of Cancer just this week, Doug. Eating processed meats like bacon, sausages, and ham can increase the risk of breast cancer. Regularly consuming processed meats is linked with a 9% higher risk of breast cancer. Processed meats are those that have been preserved by smoking, curing, or salting.
Wow. Yeah, you look around at the information. I saw a recall of ground beef. Cargill, again, one of the ag giants, putting all the small farmers out of business. They had to recall tens of thousands of pounds of ground meat because of E. coli. Now, we talk about E. coli and salmonella, listeria, all of these things frequently, Ken. But we kind of look at them as something that can be overcome. But is there, in your experience or what you're reading in some of the journals, is there a long-term impact of, kind of following up on what we just said about processed meats, eating this stuff, getting attacked by these bacteria, can it have a long-term, almost fatal impact on you if you have enough of it or if you don't really get it all out of your system?
Well, those who have chronic illness, their immune systems are not working up to par. In the very young, these illnesses can be life-threatening. But most of us in middle age who have good immune systems, we get sick, but we get better.
Yeah. But this instance here brings about a focus on kidney failure. Apparently, the symptoms, the diarrhea and the irritable bowel syndrome, which seems to be a part of our conversation in the main today, the number of people being hurt by this E. coli, all of these things, it just is amazing.
The bugs are getting stronger and worse. And more
the processing of food makes it more of a problem because they mask it, they cover it up instead of not having it in the first place. All right. So there's food news with Dr. Ken. Here's some news. Speaking of food, if you're interested in super health and super well-being, then you need Texas Superfood at your side, or at least in front of you every day, the powdered form, capsule form of 55 organic fruits and vegetables. And that's the underscore here, the organic fruits and vegetables. There's a lot of products out there with fruits and vegetables powdered, and they're good, but this is the best. Texas Superfood, as the name suggests, 55 naturally grown raw fruits and vegetables processed here for Texas Superfood, so you get the benefit. It's fabulous stuff, and I would suggest if you really want to know more about it, I can't tell you much in a few seconds, go to TexasSuperfood.com/Doug, TexasSuperfood.com/Doug, see and find.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.